Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. The Arcata Police Department is asking for the public's help in locating an Hispanic adult male who was wanted for a home invasion robbery on 10th Street last week. The victim reported the suspect, a 5'5" adult male, burst into her apartment demanding to speak with Charlie. The victim told him she didn't know anyone named Charlie and that no one by that name lived at the apartment. The suspect then allegedly took personal belongings from the victim before fleeing on foot. The victim gave chase but lost sight of him after he ran into a wooded area. The suspect was last seen getting into a silver-colored sedan. Anyone with information is asked to contact Arcata Police. An off-duty police officer enjoying his Saturday near Cooper's Gulch in Eureka saw county jail inmate James Miles of McKinleyville running through the wooded area and recognized him as an inmate on the work crew. The officer detained Miles until the correctional officer in charge of the jail work crew arrived to take Miles into custody. Realizing that Miles had escaped, Miles was serving a one-year sentence for a probation violation, and if convicted of escape, could see another year added to his sentence. The sheriff's office is investigating another incident at McKinleyville High School. Last Thursday morning, two men entered the campus, broke into the maintenance storage shed, and drove off with a 2008 Honda Quad, used in maintaining the athletic fields. One suspect drove the quad off school property through the southwest parking lot, while the second suspect left the grounds across the track around the football field. Anyone with information about the suspects or the incident is asked to contact authorities. A California Highway Patrol officer in Crescent City responded to a report of a single vehicle collision on Saturday night. The officer found that 20-year-old Crescent City resident James Spinoz had been driving northbound on Railroad Avenue when he failed to negotiate a turn in the roadway and smashed into a fence and a tree. Spinoz was taken to the hospital with moderate injuries and was later arrested on suspicion of DUI. There were no other parties involved in the crash. On Saturday, 25-year-old Whitethorne resident Jeff Tyler Hughes was involved in a traffic collision 7 miles north of the Mendocino County line. Hughes was traveling southbound on Bryce Lanthorne Road when he lost control of his pickup, hitting a dirt embankment and overturning the car. Hughes was not wearing a seatbelt at the time of the accident, and alcohol was determined to be a factor in this collision. The California Highway Patrol urges motorists to wear their seatbelts and not to drink and drive. On Sunday, Humboldt County's Republican Central Committee honored civic and political activist Joe Bonino at the 21st Annual Republican of the Year dinner. Bonino, a Eureka resident since 1985, has been a volunteer with the Humane Society of Humboldt County, the Clark Museum, the City of Eureka's Finance Advisory Committee, and more. He was a member of the party's Central Committee from 1996 to 2010. The party also honored 6 volunteers of the year at the dinner. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Vesaid, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A bill that would incrementally raise the minimum wage in California has passed through committee and now heads to the Assembly for consideration. The bill, AB 10, was sponsored by Democratic Assemblyman Luis Alejo, and the raise in the minimum wage will also include adjustments for the rate of inflation. Alejo said that raising the minimum wage means workers have more money to spend, and that's one way to spur business growth.
When we raise the minimum wage, people earn more, but yet they spend more. And that increases consumer spending. And that's what you need in this economy. You have people have confidence, they're spending money. The extra money that they're making, they're going to reinvest it back into the economy.
The bill would see the wage rate increase from $8 in 2012 to $9.25 by 2016. Again, with adjustments for inflation taken into consideration. Alejo also addressed opponents who claimed the wage increase would spur businesses to relocate elsewhere.
The states that are surrounding California that have raised the minimum wage, you don't see an exodus of businesses leaving Nevada or Oregon or Washington after they raise the minimum wage.
The National Employment Law Project found that the vast majority of jobs created in the slight economic recovery have been low-wage positions paying less than $14 per hour. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.